Welcome to Divine Flow. I'm Natalie, your guide, and you're listening to the very first episode of this new podcast. I'm so honored you pressed play, and I'm looking forward to the sacred heart-to-hearts we're going to have here together in this space. How can we live in flow and stay connected to our higher selves in a world where we're taught to go, 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 and work hard to help others? And what kind of divine downloads and intuitive insights could we receive if we slowed down and prioritized our own energetic alignment above anything and everything else? That is what we'll be seeking to explore here through solo episodes and interviews with fellow creative souls who are creating an impact while following their intuition, following what feels good, and doing it all in divine flow. But for this first episode, I simply want to introduce myself and explain the inspiration behind this magical new podcast that has been waiting ever so patiently to flow through me to you. As an internal optimist, I originally moved to magical Hawaii almost 10 years ago so that I could follow my dreams and live every day like I was on vacation. However, what happened instead is my life fell apart and I ended up becoming a workaholic. There I was, living in paradise, sitting inside, working on my computer all hours of the day, fueled by the belief that it was my primary soul mission to be of service to others in order to survive. I've spent nearly a decade striving to prove myself and heal the whole world with my soul gifts, only to eventually realize that the main person I needed to love, take care of, and heal was myself. It wasn't until I began to learn about how our higher self is always guiding us and protecting us as it sets us up to learn our soul lessons here that I finally realized that our only job is really just to play and experience and rise. Not to work all the time, not to help other people and put ourselves last, and certainly not to bend over backward to meet some societal definition of so-called success. I've been inspired to create this space to share what I've been learning about spirituality, about the higher self and raising your vibration, and to express myself creatively, so that we can rise alongside one another by trusting the universe and surrendering to divine flow together. Whether that means taking time to go for a walk and meditate in the morning before you pick up your phone or your emails, or spending lazy afternoons reading a fascinating book instead of being on back-to-back meetings, or even shutting down your laptop early for the day and breaking out some watercolor paints. I want you to know that you can live a life of feel-good flow and still get everything you want and more. And it doesn't mean you have to get everything done to get there. Plus, everything you desire will flow to you so much more easily when you're in a peaceful, inspired state than if you were to hustle and grind and work all the time and constantly strive to push yourself harder and achieve more and more and more and more. So are you ready to believe this can be true for you? If so, you're in the right place. But let me just say that I don't have all the answers to life or the secrets of the universe. I'm just another big dreaming, ambitious spiritual seeker who has taken the crazy train to Burnout Central over and over because I believed that the only way to succeed, and ironically to be happy, was to put my needs, hobbies, and self-care last. Sound familiar? I know this is the same story a lot of us have learned to tell ourselves. The amount of stress, pressure, and overwhelm I've put on myself over these many years has not been anyone's fault but mine. And maybe the societal programming I grew up with and chose to adopt, as many of us do. We think we have no choice, but we definitely do. Even though helping others has always been one of my greatest joys in life, and I still fall into the trap of thinking it's the number one most important thing at times, I have definitely been finding that I am best able to help others when I am my best and brightest self. Taking time to slow down, focus on feeling how I want to feel, and tuning into my intuition so that I can connect to my higher self is how I do that. No pressure, no stress, and plenty of rest is how I now choose to create my legacy of love. Divine flow is about realizing that it's okay to prioritize rest and play and self-care and spiritual discovery, and know that you'll actually get ahead much faster, further, and more enjoyably when you do. Energetic alignment is so much more important than speed or how hard you work. And you can tell if you're in alignment because you feel calm and content and happy and excited. You feel like you're in flow. Pushing yourself beyond your limits, forcing things to happen, getting that like fast heart rate going when things aren't happening the way you want them to, and creating impossible schedules for yourself. These are all signs that you're probably being driven by fear rather than flow. And there's a huge difference between hard work, which we've been taught to glorify, and the easeful effort that comes from being inspired to act when you're in the flow. Hard work often pushes us outside of our comfort zone, which is not a bad thing, but it's usually based on trying to measure up to something external, something outside our authentic nature. Whereas being inspired to act comes from within. It arises naturally when you've had plenty of rest and self-care and nourishment, and when you've been giving yourself permission to follow what feels good and right to you. When you feel nurtured by yourself enough, you will naturally feel called to step outside your comfort zone to grow, because that is what will feel good in that moment. It ends up feeling like play rather than pressure. You naturally want to spend hours working on that passion project because it feels like love, not hard work. It definitely takes a lot of patience and trust to live in flow, a big trust in your higher self, especially, who's secretly leading the show behind the scenes anyway. Your higher self knows more than you do, and of course it wants you to succeed in the best possible way. So what happens if you let yourself learn to listen to that softer, quieter voice of your higher self that is deep inside you, more than the one of fear, worry, and not enoughness that makes you feel like you need to plan everything out, get everything done, and rush to meet silly deadlines all day, every day? Living in flow isn't an original subject, and it's obviously something we're going to continue to unpack in our coming episodes. But I do feel it doesn't hurt to have the constant reminder and also the tips and mindset tools that can help you make this a way of life, a way of being all the time. These reminders that you don't have to do so much, that you can allow yourself to relax a lot more and just flow down the river of life in a way that allows you to enjoy the experience more, is exactly what I'm here for. But in the coming episodes, we're also going to talk about other subjects that arise when we're living in divine flow, not only about trusting the universe and trusting your intuition, which is a huge element of living in flow, but also channeling your higher self, working with your guides, learning from past lives, creating meditation and mindfulness practices, raising your vibration, manifesting with ease, and all of the other magical and mystical things that come with deepening into our intuition and trusting this beautiful flow of life. We'll have inspiring guests on for meaningful, deep conversations with those who are trusting their intuition and creating a soul-aligned life and impact from a place of feel-good flow. The kind of conversations that I know I crave to have and listen to as an ambitious creative soul and spiritual seeker myself. And the ultimate goal here is that you feel safe to follow your heart, to create more freedom for yourself, and of course, more flow, and fully enjoy the experience of this life without needing to hustle, strive, or prove yourself worthy of feeling blissful. Because you can feel that way right now and in any moment you choose and still make a beautiful, positive impact and income at the same time. I now know when my body is sick or tired, that it is not the time to work harder or to push. It's only when I'm excited and energized by love, by passion, that I take action. And waiting for those feelings to arise has required a ton of patience and boatloads of trust. How do you teach people to trust? That is a question that has been on my mind. One of the biggest ways I've learned to trust my intuition and the universe and my higher self has been through trial and error, but also through spiritual studies. I love reading spiritual books, and I attribute them to being by far the biggest part of my journey to becoming who I am today and allowing me to develop the belief systems that allow me to live in flow. Last year, after reading tons of books by Dolores Cannon on the insights and information that have come through her clients' hypnosis sessions, I decided to study to become a quantum hypnotherapist myself. The courses themselves were mind-bending, but after I graduated, I was able to interview my clients' higher selves by accessing their subconscious mind while they were in a dreamlike trance. It was so amazing. And my jaw was dropped to the floor most days hearing all of the amazing things that were coming through. What I learned from tapping into this higher, wiser element of our inner being, as well as my own through my own hypnosis sessions as a client, completely changed the way I look at the world and my intuition and emotions and what really matters most. For me, quantum hypnotherapy wasn't really meant to be a career path. It's something I'm no longer practicing. It was a course of study that has now led me here to you to share about divine flow. I'll never forget what my own higher self said to me during my first hypnosis session. Life is not a problem to solve here. It's an experience to have. Don't get lost in the drama. Smell the air. Enjoy the environment. That's how you transcend. Hearing those words back on the recording afterward felt like such a punch in the face in the best possible way. It was such a big aha moment. How many of us are running around trying to solve problems all day, every day, as if it's literally our reason for being in life? Raise your hand. We are so afraid of not having it all figured out, that we twist ourselves into these uncomfortable knots day in and day out, never truly getting ahead or on top of things, because the problems, the challenges, the hurdles, they never end, right? So the art of slowing down and letting yourself simply experience the sensations of being alive in this body at this time on this earth is enough. And turns out it's all we're really here for, the experience. There are no gold stars in heaven for solving the most problems or getting the most done or helping the most people, despite what we may have been led to believe. Living in flow is about stepping into your own personal sovereignty, of taking responsibility for balancing your own energy first and foremost before you go out into the world to help others each day. And watching your entire perception of the world change as your vibrational set point rises. Try it with me now for a moment. Take 3 deep breaths in and out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Letting yourself feel the relief of becoming present. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Letting go of tension, pressure, stress. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. You are here. Welcome to this now moment. You are safe. You are guided. You are serene, free, and open to receive. Welcome to divine flow. Let's play. This is just the beginning. And I hope you'll hit subscribe, rate, and review, and join me again for episode 2 next week on Divine Flow. Also, hop on our email list so you'll hear about upcoming episodes, events, guided meditations, and other resources that will help you raise your vibe and live in flow at divineflow.co. You can find the link to that and our Instagram down in the show notes below. Thanks so much for listening, and much love.